This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. There has been another spasm of violence in Iraq. Dozens were killed and scores wounded in a series of insurgent attacks yesterday. In Mosul, a truck bomb exploded outside a police station, killing both Iraqi police and civilians. Also in that northern city, a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a hospital. Other violence across the country included an attack in Baghdad, where six Iraqi police commanders were gunned down. This latest wave of violence comes amid confirmation that U.S. officials have met with insurgent leaders in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
Well, the first thing I would say about meetings is they go on all the time. Second, the Iraqis have a sovereign government. They will decide what their relationships with various elements of insurgents will be. We facilitate those from time to time.
Rumsfeld also indicated that the insurgency could go on for a while.
We're not going to win against the insurgency. The Iraqi people are going to win against the insurgency. That insurgency could go on for any number of years. Insurgencies tend to go on 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 years.
To talk about these latest developments, we reached NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.
Hello, Renee.
Now, Donald Rumsfeld says the insurgency will be defeated by Iraqi forces, not American. What shape are Iraqi forces in at this point in time?
Renee, we spent a day with Delta Company, with the 1st Battalion of the Iraqi Army. There are three battalions that can operate on their own, but most units in the Iraqi Army are not up to that level of training, and it's going to take a while for them to get there. I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, there was an operation in the west of the country. There were 1,000 U.S. soldiers up there. There were British aircraft. 100 Iraqi soldiers took part. They were mostly involved in intelligence. And even this week, there was a three-pronged insurgent attack on the special service headquarters and also a police station, and it took the Americans to come in with air power to put it down. Most commanders in the field here say it will also take a political solution to solve the insurgency. And what they mean by that is to bring in some of these Iraqi Sunni Arabs who are part of the insurgency, convince them that there is a place for them in a new democratic Iraq.
Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary for Paul Bremer and the Coalition Provisional Authority turning the administration of Iraq over to the Iraqis. What are the most important changes in Iraq over the past year?
I was here a year ago, and there have been quite a few changes. In particular, you have an elected government. That's a big change. The army is growing, and so is the police force. However, the parliament meets in what's called the Green Zone. It's a five-mile square piece of real estate that is heavily guarded by the Americans. And Iraqi parliamentarians complain that they feel unsovereign as they walk into their meeting place. They're patted down by American soldiers. Sometimes there's a bit of confusion about who they are at those gates. They have trouble with it. And there's other examples of not sovereignty. There was no coordination between an operation in western Iraq. The government wasn't involved in that. So you hear grumblings about what sovereignty actually means.
Yet car bombings seem to be on the increase, Deb, nearly 500 since the handover.
If you look at the figures, about 4% of the deaths in Iraq in the last year are due to suicide car bombs. They are spectacular, and they get a lot of attention. Much bigger problem here, Renee, is the tit-for-tat killing that has been going on in the neighborhoods, and it's between Sunnis and Shias. We don't do a lot of the detail on those killings, but Iraqis know them very well. They happen in neighborhoods. Bodies show up. They've been tortured. The next day, there is a car bomb in the neighborhood where it happened. All of those are the most troubling signs of all, because if this goes on, Iraq will slowly slide into a civil war.
NPR's Deborah Amos, who's just completed her latest assignment in Iraq, speaking to us from Baghdad. Deb, thanks.
Thanks, Renee.